From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Colombia today. He brings promises of more American support for President Alvaro Uribe and Colombia's stepped-up war against guerrilla groups and drug traffickers. Rumsfeld's arrival coincides with a White House announcement that the U.S. is resuming support for the interception of drug flights between Colombia and Peru. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Colombia, torn by civil wars and corrupted by the drug trade, has long been a headache for U.S. policymakers. But Alvaro Uribe, having taken office a year ago with a pledge to make his country safer, seems to be succeeding where his predecessors failed. Kidnappings are down, murders are down, coca production is down. Michael Shifter, a Colombia analyst at the Inter-American Dialogue, says it's no surprise Donald Rumsfeld is taking time out to visit Uribe.
All those things together really point in an encouraging direction, and this clearly from the Defense Department that's looking for success stories. There are not many around. Colombia may be one of them.
Rumsfeld is actually just the latest high-level U.S. visitor. Last week, General Richard Myers, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, flew down. Before that, the U.S. Special Trade Representative Robert Zoellick and the Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman. The Uribe government has managed to keep Colombia on the U.S. radar by playing to the U.S. agenda. Colombia military's anti-guerrilla campaign used to be justified as a counter-narcotics effort, but since the war on drugs has been replaced by the war on terrorism, the Colombian guerrillas have also been recast. Now it's their long record of kidnapping and car bombing that gets attention. Luis Alberto Moreno is Colombia's ambassador to the United States.
In Colombia, you're fighting the most important terrorist battle in this hemisphere. I don't think that Colombia can work out of these problems without the support of the U.S. So having that level of attention helps to accelerate the process by which Colombia can rid itself of terrorism.
Until last August, all U.S. military assistance to Colombia had to be directly tied to counter-drug activity. But then Congress dropped that condition, largely in response to the Bush administration's argument that what was important in Colombia was stopping terrorism. Today, Colombia got another reward. The White House announced that the U.S. military and intelligence agencies will once again help the Colombian military intercept drug flights. Essential U.S. intelligence support for interdiction flights was canceled 2 years ago after a Peruvian plane mistakenly shot down a U.S. missionary plane, killing an American woman and her baby. In their meetings with Donald Rumsfeld, Colombian officials are expected to pick up where they left off last week with General Myers, going over a list of specific things they'd like from the United States. A senior military official who was with General Myers last week says the Colombians are interested in weapons and technology that would be of use in going after guerrillas, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance equipment, for example, and even precision-guided bombs. Under U.S. law, the number of American military personnel in Colombia must be kept under 400. Ambassador Moreno says his government has no interest in pushing the U.S. for more forces.
We are not looking for anybody to fight this war for us. The Colombian people have to do it. All we need are the resources, the training, to do a better job. But in no means are we asking for U.S. troops or anything like that.
From Colombia, Rumsfeld heads to Honduras on a visit U.S. officials say is largely a reward for that country's political support. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.